wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be.
You know, my mom always loved to sing, and I love to sing, and she always encouraged me to sing. And one of her dreams was that I become a professional singer.
My mother was a visionary in some ways, and she had a lot of faith. And just as the Beatles sang Let It Be, somehow my mother knew how to let it be. Something that I was yet to learn. She knew how to let it be.
Always. I always remember her wanting me to do that with my life. She always wanted that. So when I did eventually go into acting and performing, she sure loved that, but she never let go of that dream that I could be a singer. And when I was much younger, you know, a child and a young teen, she would often call me into the kitchen where she sat at the kitchen table drinking red rose tea and smoking her Rothman cigarettes. And she'd ask that I sing with her.
And we sure love singing Michael Row the Boat Ashore in the tradition of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
And so we'd sing all sorts of tunes, and it's a great memory for me. Funny how you can not know things about your parents. I realized when my mother died there were so many things I didn't know about her. And so I started to interview people and visit places where she had gone, where she had been, where she had spent time, and talk with people about things that she had done as a child, as a young woman, before she was my mom. And I realized that she was more. You know, she was more than what I knew of her, and she didn't always share those old stories. Maybe she felt like she lost something. A couple of years after she had died, I took the ferry over to Victoria to visit some old haunts, and I went to Sunday Mass at Our Lady of Peace Church, which was where my parents were married and where my siblings and myself were christened. Then I took a walk down Old Esquimalt Road to stand outside of my parents' first house together, where I lived as a child until I was 4 years old. During that visit, my mom's older sister had told me that my mom sang in the church choir at St. Patrick's Cathedral in downtown Victoria. And so I made my way to the cathedral on Blanchard Street on that rainy October night. Inside that cathedral, I felt a presence. A chill up my spine made me wonder, is this God? Is this spirit? Is this mom? I don't know for sure who or what it was on that cold October night, but I do know one thing. As I go through my life with its peaks and its valleys, in my hour of darkness, she is standing there right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be.
As for me, as I move forward, Mom, I try to remind myself to let it be, something that, as you know, hasn't always been easy for me. Something else I realized is that you and I were both a little bit like Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's. I don't know if you remember the final scene of the movie, but soon after she shoos the cat away into some littered alleyway. She realizes that she misses the cat, that the cat is actually a metaphor for her life. I hate to spoil the ending, but as you may have guessed, she returns to the alley, finds the cat, takes it home, and they live happily ever after. Like Hepburn's character and the cat, you and I are two drifters off to see the world.
I'm crossing you in style someday. You heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way.
Pour l'isque et chouabinito, gnama seed lie jadim, delpe dowsin, eskamudamus and egnigam in jossin. Wabinito, Ola bin again, a mid again. Delbe dowsin, Eskimo moose, a negnege say yasin. The day born it by do.
And that was Maritimes, Indigenous singer Emma Stevens, singing her rendition of the Beatle tune Blackbird in Mi'kmaq. Emma recorded this song in 2021 with the background vocals of some of her classmates and her choir teacher assisting. The following year, in 1968, the Beatles released their album, The Beatles, also known as the White Album. This album would bring them much commercial success, and off that album, here we have Obla-Dee Obla-Da.
next we have off Abbey Road, released in 1969, Oh Darling.
He back production, he
was Delbert McClinton with his rendition of Come Together, released in 1995 on the CD Come Together, America Salutes the Beatles. Abbey Road, which was the Beatles' 11th studio album, is technically the last album that they recorded. However, Let It Be was the last album completed before the band's breakup in April 1970. I have two more songs for you off the album Abbey Road, two of my very favorite Beatle tunes. The first one is Maxwell's Silver Hammer, followed by You Never Give Me Your Money. Have a listen.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joan? But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver. Back in school again, Maxwell plays the fool again. Teacher gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind. 50 times I must not be so But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver.
Give you my number.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. Tune in again next week where I will be doing week two of Beatles songs. I will be doing more of a mix, not only with the Beatles themselves singing their music, but also with other singer-songwriters' renditions. Stay tuned to Wave Station coming up next. And now I leave you with one final tune. Off the Beatles' 12th and final studio album, here we have a gorgeous song, very apropos to end on, Across the Universe. Good night, everybody. Have a safe weekend.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Swim.